Cage. Oh, W. November 8, Whiskey Bravo Zulu, testing. November 8, Whiskey Bravo Zulu, this is N8WRO, Richmond, North Macomb. Good signal, loud and clear. Nothing heard, N8WRO. November 8, Whiskey Bravo Zulu, testing. November 8, Whiskey Bravo Zulu, testing. November 8, Whiskey Bravo Zulu, this is N8WRO, Macomb County. Good copy, how copy? N8WRO listening. Okay. Good morning, was that Rick?
Yes, sir, how you doing, young man?
Oh, pretty good. How about yourself over that way?
Fat, dumb, and always, same as every day.
I think we got somebody trying to configure their DMR. They got that N8WBV. So, you know, we'll leave breaks for him. If you want to jump in, that's fine. Go ahead, Rick.
So did you have a good Christmas and New Year, Tim?
I sure did. Yeah, it was a little different this year. Went over to the daughter's house, so instead of them coming all back to the homestead. But I think that's probably the way it's going to work out in future because of the kids. She's got like three kids, so it's just a lot easier. And actually, it's a little less on me. I don't put up the tree or anything like that. So how about you, Rick?
Yeah, it was pretty quiet. We just all stayed home, and I think I was probably asleep by 7 o'clock. Same with New Year's there. I suppose I probably missed a whole lot.
N8WRO, yeah, that was the same with me. I did not stay up New Year's. I couldn't make it. I just, no biggie. Nothing was going on anyway. So, this weather we're having, what are we talking, 50 degrees coming up in a couple of days? That's odd.
Yeah, I think I got like four weather apps on my phone here, and one of them say it's supposed to be go up to 41 today. So, but I'm not complaining. It's, you know, everything's wet, but it seems like if you're missing, you got to get used to it because it's humid all the time. But it's better than them sub-zero wind chills there.
Well, I certainly wouldn't disagree with that, but I got caught a little bit when the snow first came this season. I normally bring I got a lawn tractor still, got a backyard and all that, so I normally bring it in for service, but I got a trailer, a small little landscape trailer that I can put it in to drive it in, but I got caught, it snowed, and it's been out in the little shed I have out back ever since, but now with the snow melt and the warmer temps, I'm going to have to figure out, I'll either go to Weingart's supply in Utica or Ball Equipment here in Richmond, whoever has the best deal on service. I kind of say, who can match the best price? And it'll get there and get all cleaned up, blade sharpened, oil changed, all that fun stuff.
Yeah, I remember Wingard's. we lived in Roseville, and we're building a place out in Leonard there. Used to travel. That was the only way up Van Dyke there. And we'd go by there all the time. In fact, when I was a kid, my dad got me a go-kart from there. I had them all of that thing.
Well, yes, sir. In my younger years, that was my stomping ground, so to speak, all during high school and prior. We lived in Utica. Well, actually, it was right across from Weingart's on a side street off of Old Van Dyke there. So that would have been just south of 21 in Van Dyke. Technically, we were in Shelby Township, but we were really close to Utica right there. That was a good area. I enjoyed it. And, we always went to Weingart's for any kind of lawn maintenance things or small engines, I guess you'd say. But, those were the – I remember when the A&P grocery store was there. And right next to it, this is on Hahn Street, a little bit further south, Cunningham Drugstore. Now we're going way back, though.
Yeah, we used to drive out to Utica all the time to hit the, I don't know if you remember, the old frozen custard, the real frozen custard there. Irma's now, it's a decent ice cream scheme, but it's not frozen custard. But previously they had an actual frozen custard. Man, that stuff was good.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. It's called Irma's. Irma's frozen custard. I think you went through downtown Utica. It was on the west side there. I think that was Cass. I can't remember the street now. But, yeah, Irma's frozen custard. You couldn't beat that.
Yep, it was right where Utica Road ended, on a little street that went downtown there, in between Van Dyke and Mound. it was an awesome place there. I used to love that. There was somebody else keyed up in there. If you want to go ahead, go right ahead. 88WOJ.
Nothing heard on that, but yeah, I was keeping an eye out for that other station. He disappeared on the dashboard here. I'll have to scroll down. But yeah, I'll keep listening. But got something that popped up. I got to do some parks work, so I'm going to cut you loose, Rick. But if I don't talk again today, you have a good one. This is NAWRO North Macomb. I'll clear QSO, but I'll be listening. Have a good one, Rick.
Okay, Kim, have a good one yourself there, and be careful out there if you get out and about. K8WOJ. K-I-4-R-A-Y. There was about a half a second there of audio. You got a good signal coming in, but no audio.
November 8, Whiskey Bravo Zulu, testing. November 8, Whiskey Bravo Zulu, testing.
November 8, Whiskey Bravo Zulu, testing. November 8, Whiskey Bravo Zulu, testing. November 8, Whiskey Bravo Zulu, testing. November 8, Whiskey Bravo Zulu, testing.
N-A-W-B-Z. N-A-W-B-Z, this is N-A-W-R-O.
Who are you looking for?
Morning, Wally. Yeah, we got a guy trying to configure his CMR. It's N-A-W-B-Z, but it looks like he's having some issues on the receive side. How are you doing today, Wally?
I'm good. What's up with you, buddy?
Nice little impromptu Discord meeting with Mike and Dave and John, getting some ducks in a row on the new site, the new website, as well as calendars and fun stuff and all this. All things ARPS. How about that?
Yeah, I saw you guys there, but it was busy. I was on some work phone calls and some other miscellaneous stuff. I have to run down to Detroit. I really don't want to, but I have to. Where'd you go?
I'm not sure. What setting would he not have that he's not hearing us? He's on Detroit. Oh, wait a minute. Now he's on 5-1 now, but he's coming in on Detroit. Go ahead, Wally. There, Wally, we could either sign or go over to P25. Your choice.
Okay, I'm back.
Yeah, I was saying we got the AWBZ doing some testing here. He's having trouble on reception, I think. We can either go ahead and sign, or if you want to go over to P25, if you got something to do. NAWRO, I'll be clear DMR over on FBI or P25.
November 8, Whiskey Bravo Zulu, testing.
November 8, Whiskey Bravo Zulu. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Papa Zulu. I read you 5x9.
Thank you. Copy that. Read you 5x9 as well. Just trying out a new digital recorder and the all the nuances down and adjusted and everything. So, thank you. 73.
Copy that. Yep. Setting up a DMR can be quite the challenge. Have a good day. 73 to you as well. KF8PPZ, clear and monitoring.
November 8, Whiskey Bravo Zulu, I'll be clear. NAWBZ, this is NAWRO. Glad you finally got in. I've been rooting for you all morning. Good morning, Cliff. NAWRO, I'll be standing by.
Yeah, thank you. November 8, Whiskey Bravo Zulu here. Name is Steve. Yeah, I'm just trying to get some settings down here and trying to figure out what I'm doing right and what I'm not doing right. So I'm working on it. NAWBZ will be clear.
I just wanted to make sure you got that dashboard. The dashboard helps. I'm looking at your numbers. It does look good. I can give you the website if you're interested. NAWRO.
Yeah, I've been looking at that at the dashboard. This is through Brandmeister. Is that correct?
Negative. This is the Last Heard dashboard from Central Michigan. It shows your RSSI signal, which is good. Your loss is 0%, which is, let's see if that's right. Yeah, your loss is minimal, so it looks like you've got everything set as of right now.
All right, copy that. I just realized that this is the Michigan 5 group, not Brandmeister. And I do, I've been doing a little bit of research online and try to find these different talk groups and these repeaters. So I think I got it nailed down, and I'm going to keep working on it. So, again, thank you for the comeback and the signal report. And this will be NAWBZ, and I'll be clear and standing by.
Copy that. Glad to help. NAWRO, clear QSO. We'll be monitoring.
Good morning, Tim. Cliff here from KFADDZ. Yeah, I heard you. I'm out door dashing right now, so it's like I'm not being too chatty.
Yeah, no worries, Cliff. Heard you in there. Just working on Art's desk duty today, getting that new website all taken care of and data entry for all 31 members. Well, we're just going to do leadership today into the new I don't know, I guess you call it database, data depository, whatever we're calling it. So, and it's kind of fun stuff for me. Oddly enough, I like doing that stuff. So, have safe travels today, Cliff. I'll be monitoring if you need anything. NAWRO.
All right, copy that. Thank you. I am looking forward to seeing the results of all the work on the website. And I want to get back to feeding the people, we'll call it. KFEPBZ. Clear and monitoring, 73 CSM.
NAWRO from KE8WUO.
Good morning again, John. I did get it, so I will be setting my password. Greatly appreciated.
Very good. Okay. Just wanted to make sure. Yeah, you should have got a couple of automated emails from system admin when that happened. And according to Dean, I don't need to send you this password reset link. You should already have one. So if that is not the case, let me know. I'll stay on the screen. Otherwise, you are all set up. I gave you admin, and I assigned you unit ID number 10.
Yeah, perfect. And I was going to comment on this, the messages, the system message that came back. You have those worded quite well, so that's perfect, actually. So I'm on the screen to reset my password now, or I guess set it for the first time. So I'll do the email password, and then I'll have at it. So you'll be able to turn those Discord announcements off, or is it Discord, or is it here?
So it's the website will send a message to Discord when the member signs up. What I can do is, it's kind of like, how to explain, there's basically like a saved passphrase for the webhooks, and I'll just add an extra character to it, or delete it so that it doesn't know where to send it. It doesn't know the full, you know. Basically, I'll break the link temporarily so that it can't send to Discord, and then that part will just air out, and you should be able to sign everybody else up that hasn't been signed up. So yeah, let me know how it goes. I would recommend using the sign-up sheet, the sign-up page, and not the admin add a member section, because that section doesn't have the QRZ yet, and it'll save you a lot of time if you use the QRZ. So, all right.
Copy that. Just go ahead and use the form like I just did for myself. And then item two, how do I know who has already signed up so I don't double do them? I mean, I know Dave did, and I think John T. did.
Are you signed in as admin on the website yet? I'll walk you through it real quick. It should be pretty easy. But basically, look for the admin badge at the top, and then click on either dashboard or member roster, and you can see a list of all the names. We have Dave, you, me, Dean, and John at this moment. You're not... Okay, yeah, I show you as a member, not leadership, so I got to fix that real quick. But yeah, you should be, let me know when you're logged in, just so I know you're all in there good.
Copy that. Got to do the password thing first. It'll be a little bit N-A-W-R-O. Clear for now.
All right, sounds good. K-E-A-W-U-O. I will also be clear.
K-E-A-W-U-O-N-A-W-R-O.
K-E-A-W-U-O, go ahead.
I hate to bug you, John, but invalid login attempt. You want to go over to Discord or POC Radio, or maybe this would be real quick? I don't know. Up to you.
Gotcha. Okay. Let's take it over to Discord.
Copy that. QSY Discord command, N-A-W-R-O, clear.
K-8-L-A-X statewide 1.
K-8-BBC testing. K-8-BBC testing.
K-8-BBC N-8-W-R-O Macomb County. Good copy.
Appreciate the response. Yeah, I'm up here in Grand Rapids and sitting in my garage with a new radio and antenna, so I'm just giving it a whirl, seeing how it's doing, so it must be getting out there.
Yes, sir. Good signal, loud and clear. Show you from Grand Rapids, thought groups, right? 0% loss in your signal, so you're doing it right. N-A-W-R-O, Richmond.
Appreciate the info, sir. Have an amazing day. K-8-BBC, clear.
You as well. N-A-W-R-O, clear QSO.
N-A-W-R-O, K-8-L-A-X.
Yes, sir.
Were you, was your information on that last QSO, were you looking at a dashboard, or was that just general observation with the equipment on hand?
That's the last heard dashboard that they gave us. You got that, right, Dean?
Negative. I haven't seen it. I've only seen what they've posted publicly, but I didn't know there was an ability to look at it. I'll definitely have to look a little bit more into that. K-8-L-A-X, back over to you, Jeff.
That's pretty much what Wally was talking about for February training. We'll get the whole spiel on this, but I'll just send it to you on Discord, the link. It is fun to look at.
Copy that. I would appreciate that. I'll be monitoring statewide one all day if anyone needs anything. I'll be out for a little bit away from the computer, but I'll be monitoring statewide one. K-E-8-L-A-X, I'll be clearing your final.
Copy that. I'll just be doing data entry today, but I'll be listening as well. N-A-W-R-O, I'll send it over right now, Dean. Clear?
got a little blip in there, Wally, but didn't catch your transmission. Nothing hurt you, K8LAS. K8LAS, go ahead, one.
You're making it to KC8LTS.
NAWRO.
Just finishing up QSO, John. Stand by. NAWRO.
No worries. Take your time.
Yeah, we got a hold of Ben, so he's going to use your website to get a hold of Dave. Cool. Go ahead, Dean. Phone number's still not working.
I'm on the HT, so I figured it'd be a hard time getting into Mount Clemens from where I was at in New Baltimore. But, I didn't cover quite what that was. I think I said it primarily went to me, but I think most people got it, but the most direct way to Dave was X. Maybe I worded that wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong. K-E-A-L-X.
I just didn't want to confuse him. It was kind of difficult getting the message out, so it looks like he's going to use that email, and it'll get to us. That's fine. Unfortunately, the phone number is still dead. So, John, go ahead.
I'm just reading Jeff's comment on this command chat saying we need to consider a permission form for miners. It's a great idea. He's on the right track there. I was going to let him know that we do plan on getting a date of birth on there so we know. So we're not recruiting underage people anymore. But he's got a good idea with an actual form and consent form to the parents where they can sign. Then that might release her. Although at the same time, I kind of don't think we should just have anyone under 18. That's just me. K-E-A-W-U-O over to whomever.
I agree with that 100%. We should have some sort of consent form.
K-E-A-Y-N-U. Dave, are you on frequency?
N-A-W-R-O from K-E-A-W-U-O.
Rumor has it around town we got a real sign-up.
You know, I think it's one of those, oh, man. I guess I can't keep calling them Christmas miracles, but, yeah, we got our first official sign-up on the website, probably as a result of your QSO. David Rhodes. So the thing is, when you review him and approve, we need to capture and save the password reset link until I figure out how to regenerate it, because that his email did not go to him. It got stuck in the outbox, so. Still having issues with the external email from that one account. But, yeah, so if you approve them, capture that link at the top. Let me know if you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir. That's what I've done, actually, with I don't know if I'm duplicating it for our guys, but the three or four, I forget how many I put in, I've cut that URL, and then I did a manual email to them, and I pasted it and said, use this to get your password. So I know exactly what you're talking about that, and I will do that for David. He's Dave's friend, so he checked into our net, and we were expecting him. I think I did give him a postcard because Dave already pitched it to him. So, but perhaps the forced announcement is going to get us some customers after all. So, yay, NAWRO.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I'll ever forgive you for announcing the website ahead of time, but anyone can probably Google it and find it. So It's all good. But, but yeah, okay. Well, now I feel less excited because we already knew this guy was coming. But I was excited to see the website capture the first ham. So very cool. I will send it back over to you. And then for our members, the one that actually has McComb LPSC emails, you don't have to capture their password reset link, because if you look in the sense mail of the system admin, you'll see that it is sending it to them. It's just when it goes to an external email that we really got to, you know, make sure. So the other Dave probably didn't get his, because that looks... Oh, and Dean is in here twice now. I'm confused. Okay, well, anyway, this is KAWUL. Over to you, Tim.
I see that now. That's good. I mean, I won't do it for John when I do JONs, the auxes. But Dean tested, though, so maybe he got two and you wiped out that first test.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I think I see what's happening. On the member roster page, it shows, what, eight of us? But if you go to the, I think it's the pending requests, and you click review requests, and then you look under recently reviewed, you'll notice there's the original Dave request is still in there, and the original Dean request is still in there. So I'll have to clean out that history a little bit, just so that those old legacy ones aren't showing up anymore. But okay, no worries. Over to you.
All right, last thing on that then, for the new actual sign-up. We're good to go. I should assign them. I'm just going to do it because I know it's a 41. No reason why not. It's going to be 41. And basically, we're reserving the numbers before that for the inactives.
I got my attention kind of dragged away from me. Can you run that by me one more time?
Yes. So 31 active on the real roster. On the back page, we go from 32 to 40. So the new guy is going to get 41 unless there's a reason not to do that.
Yeah, no worries. I don't think it matters. The unit numbers is just kind of something that we carry with us and keep track of. And I don't think it matters who gets what, as long as, you know, it doesn't change over time. That's going to be like your permanent, you know, ID number for us that you can sign in as, or, you know, in a net, or even, I don't know if you noticed, but like if you go to, where is it at, the member pages, like when you look at like an individual person's, like if I click on Dave's and I click on the eyeball, it says details and then the number one. That's because he's ID number one. But if you put a zero at the end of that, that'll take you to somebody special's. And so, yeah, the way I wrote this thing is that if you just went to McComb RPSC admin members details and then the ID number of the person, it will show you who that is. And that makes it so it's predictable, because I like predictable URLs. But it is behind an admin wall, so I don't think everyone else will get to it. But I accidentally just announced the website, too, so I'm going to shut up now.
Not really planned, but I don't think it matters. There's good usable information on there. So, all right, thanks, John. I'll take care of the new guy. NAWRO, after you.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. We'll talk again soon. KAWUO.
K8SCR, monitoring state life one.
W8D, mobile, the top golf.
Hey, Wally, you over here? Dave's coming over here, too. NAWRO. Driving range? We're, must be a little bit away, then. Leaving a break for Dave. Go ahead if you're on the air.
Hey, young man, what's up?
Not much. Not much. Seeing that we're sitting on P25 a little bit, so just gonna burn in some time.
You coming or going? Or do you have the day off? I'm in my pickup truck. Got the grandkid with me, the oldest grandchild, and he's a pretty good golfer, so I took the truck because that's where the child seats in. So this is my DMR vehicle.
Yeah, good. Good, yeah. Good stuff. Yeah, I had the day off, and just kind of getting some of our PFC stuff done. I got the phone number to work. For whatever reason, it's not working.
Oh, the county phone number?
P25s. Does Tate make a mobile as well?
Oh, yeah. I got lots of those. Tate makes lots of mobiles. And you can actually get their P9900, which is P25 DMR and four bands. That's actually available now. I did talk to a tape dealer, and he says they expect it very soon. A Michigan tape dealer, actually. So, but yeah, I don't know who that last one was, but that's the answer to that question. So, yeah, that'll be a goodie.
Well, Dave's looking for one, of course, and actually, one of these days, I want to give this one back to you, and I'm going to need something. So, you keep us posted, please.
Okay. Well, those radios are stupid money. I don't know what your guys' budget is. The dual bands, the multi-bands, and the same protocol, that's not too bad. You know, so if you want to go with DMR or P25 and then, you know, VHF, UHF, those aren't bad. The multi-protocols, that's what gets expensive. And Kenwood makes one now, too, I was told. Who told me that? I can't remember. It works same with Kenwood. They make one now, too. That's also multi-protocol. So I guess it kind of depends what you want. You know, I like the audio quality of the P25. You never have somebody there that's too loud and then too soft, blah, blah, blah. So P25 always seems to be a comfortable sound. So I guess you can't have everything unless you want to have your personal car look like a squad car inside. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah. Do you have a P25 UHF?
I do. No. I might. Let me look. I'm not sure. I got a drawer full of radios. I know I have a P25 VHF.
Okay. Well, then I'll let you know what you want for it if you're looking to sell it, and then maybe I can come up with the money and buy it off you.
Okay. Let me see what I got. So, Tim, yours is VHF, right? The one you got for me?
Correct. And after I've had it for a while, I think I like it because it actually does well in the 7.2 as well. And I got other radios for UHF. So in my case, it's really P25 primarily, and then the VHF is fine. But, yeah, you got to let me know, you know, how you want to settle this or find something else for me. I don't need the latest and greatest. I'm just really looking for surplus P25 in the end game. But no rush. It's up to you.
Okay, we'll work it out. Let me see what I got. And, you know, and I can build, make them look new. That's the other thing, because I was able to score a bunch of brand new 7800 tapes for, like, next to nothing. And granted, they're worthless to me, but and they're actually worthless to anybody around here because the guy told me today that they're not approved for the state system yet either. But the all the cosmetics on them are good, and all the faceplates, and all the speakers, and all that other stuff, and the microphones—that stuff's all brand new. So you just take off all the old stuff, all the outside, and you put all the new stuff on the outside of whatever you got, and then the radio looks brand new.
Yeah, that sounds good there, Wally. You know, whatever works, just let me know, you know, what you're looking for. So over to you there, Ken.
Yeah, with the news we got the other day, I'm not too worried about a mobile P25. I just want to pin down the base because, you know, once you've experienced it, you're not going to go without, right, Wally?
Oh, yeah. There's like some days I wish I had it in here. But like today right now, it's working well. You know, you don't have anybody over-modulating it. It all sounds good. Doesn't sound tinny. So, you know, I have nothing wrong with DMR other than, you know, it's not very forgiving of the signal that comes into it. You know, whatever it hears, it pushes. And, but, you know, like right now, all three of these signals are really, really good. And, Tim, I think you're on your Kinect systems, right? I think that's a freaking awesome radio. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm on the Kinect systems, and I got the, it's a funny name they use for it, but the BFD, the big front display, I guess, but you could say something else. I do like it. The speaker's not the greatest, but I'm starting to get used to it. The front end head unit of the, you know, standard head for it that has a better speaker quality for it. But I do have a second one in the vehicle. I just want to separate them, so, you know, put the box in the back and use the 12-volt outlet back there and the Cat 6 running up. I got a ribbon Cat 6, so you hardly see it. It's black in color. And run it up to the dashboard for the display. But, I do like the Kinect system. Over to you, Dave.
Yeah, you have a solid radio there, Tim. Phenomenal. I'm still looking to get a Motorola DM Power for the car as well. So we at least have multiple modes and pick whatever mode to get on. Do like maybe P25, EHF, and then EMR, UHF, something. I tend to like the P25 better, though, too.
Well, you should. That's what you talk on all day. Yeah, that's nice. That's a nice codec. But the choice of radios are limited. But nonetheless, it's nice. It's clean. It's crisp. It's comfortable. You don't have to study to carry on a conversation, which is my soapbox. You know, if I have to study to carry on a conversation, be it, you know, over-modulated on a digital, under-modulated on a digital, or fighting the snow, you know, I just look for a reason to say, you know, talk to you later. But you don't have that ever with the P25 codec, at least in my mind, ever. So, and quotes are infamous radio god. It's probably because the price of admission is pretty high. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah. There's some, like the Motorolas are nice because it's like I feel like the audio is clean. Even like DMR or P25, some of the, you know, the cheaper end DMR radios, like you have to try hard to listen.
Well, that's exactly what Victor Delta standards means. I understand that. You just, you know, it's hard. So, yeah, each to their own. Some of us just tolerate it better than others. But, boy, I tell you, that state net when you're listening without the squelch, I really don't know how to do that on HF. I know it's kind of fun, I guess, but I can't hear those signals at all. Go ahead, Wally.
Yeah, I think part of it's our hearing degradation, too. You know, I know it's part of mine. I'm still in denial. You know, it's weird because, you know, there's one of the hertz, certain hertz areas that I hear real, real well. And then there's other certain hertz areas that I can't make out anything of what they're saying. And I'm constantly going, ha, ha, ha. And, you know, I forget what the other day where we were and the guy said how much money it was and pull ahead. And I didn't understand a word he said. And Marion understood every word he said, and she goes, yeah, it was whatever the amount of money was in full head. And I totally missed it. You know, he had a slight foreign accent, not too bad, but was just right in that bank of areas where I couldn't hear. Dave doesn't have that problem yet, though. Go ahead, Dave.
Mm-hmm. W-A-T-O-R.
I feel at work, like, you get some medics where it's like they just vomit in the mouth, and it's like, wait a minute, hold up. What did you say? I struggle with some of that, too.
Yeah, I guess for our nets that, you know, like what we talked about the other day is if the net controller can hear it, it's good enough for the net. And then maybe off air we can talk about improving our signals, because we should, of course, right? That's the whole thing. It's one of the, I don't know what you call, prime directives. You know, we've got to keep our signals clean. But, I guess I'm a little bit more tolerant. But especially, though, in emergency services, you don't want to mess around. You got to hear. Go ahead, Juan.
Yeah, I agree. Well, you know, plus that type of radio chatter sometimes get excited. I know I have. I do, and I probably will again if it ever came across me. You know, you can tell by the tone. You know, like, hey, well, you know, whatever. You just start yelling. You know darn well that somebody needs help or somebody's in a hurry, somebody's in trouble. You see that thing I posted about that Hamilton fire chief? I found out what the skinny was. Apparently, they were at a structure fire, and one of the trucks that they weren't using was across the street, and he went across the road to go to the other truck and got tagged by a car driving between the two fire trucks. The guy had been, that was his whole gig, lifetime fireman for Hamilton Township over there, just north of what county? Allegan County, just before you get into Ottawa County. And he got tagged by a car, and that's what happened there. So, you know, you've got to be careful. And they also said that, I talked to my buddy, he was one of those guys that was a fanatic about wearing the orange vest and everything else, and that was the one time, not that it would have made any difference or not, that he didn't say that, but that was the one time he did not have his vest on, his reflective vest. So, Dave, go ahead.
Yeah, people just don't pay attention, and you know, they see the lights and they're instantly distracted by it, and it's sad to hear stuff like that. We had a couple years back, we were up on 94. And a guy had gotten an accident. We took care of him, made sure it was okay. They cleared with a refusal. And, like, not even 20 minutes later, we had to go back on that same scene because the guy wasn't paying attention. Same guy that got an accident and stepped off the traffic and got killed.
N-A-W-R-O. Oh, man, that's terrible. But, yeah, that happened. Freeways. I don't tell you guys. You both know. Freeways. Yeah, get a flat tire. You know what? Just pull off of the next exit. You buy a new tire, but depending on what freeway you're on, I just don't like stopping if there's any way to avoid it.
W-A-A-R.
Good evening.
W-A-A-R. Good evening. I was trying to get in there, but you guys are a little quick on the mic. Scott over here in Muskegon, you guys are talking about radios. And I heard Top Golf, so that means you're on the other side of the state because we don't have that over here. Do you know anybody that has the programming, the RPM2 tool for L3 Harris radios? I was donated four or half a dozen, either four or six, M5700 brand new mobiles. And I'm trying to figure out how to utilize them, but I don't have the programming tool.
I can point you in the right direction. If you look me up on QRZ and send me an email, I can point you in the right direction where you can ask. And then, you know, as long as you, how do I want to word this, when you ask these different places, you have to kind of be in the know, you know. Like, you know, I don't know a nice way to word it. They don't like stupid, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, if you can program professional radios and you're just looking for something like that, these people tend to help you. So my call is W880. I'm curious, you just send me a message and I'll point you in the right direction. And I can ask locally too. I do know some people around here. One of them is the on the board of this repeater. He might know where to get that as well.
All right, can I get that phonetically on the call, please?
Whiskey 8, Victor Delta.
Okay, I thought you said VD. I was just checking.
Yeah, I get the jokes. It depends on your age. Yeah, we're all quick on the mics. We apologize. We've all been accused of that before. So we'll slow it down a tad, put you in the rotation. Name here's Wally, W-A-L-L-Y, Whiskey Alpha Lima Lima Yankee. You got Dave over there. He's head of our ARPSC thing. And you got Tim, Secretary Treasurer, also ARPSC thing, M-A-W-R-O. So I'm going to hand it to Dave. Go ahead, Dave. Introduce yourself. W-A-E-D.
Yeah, I'm Dave. And as Wally said, the DC for Macomb County, call sign Kilo Echo 8, Yankee November uniform. I'm going to handle a little bit. And yeah, just having some fun. Glad you're joining the conversation.
Okay, copy that. So, Wally, you are in Macomb County, is that what you said?
Yeah, it was good. I wanted you to meet Dave because he's your counterpart here, I believe, because you are the new EC for Muskegon when it gets around to you, I believe. Go ahead, Wally.
Yeah, I'll just hand it right back to the Muskegon call. Yeah, we're sorry about your guys' loss there in Allegan County. So, go ahead. Have a meeting.
Okay, because I think I knew a Wally from Oakland County. I was working with on a BDA system over there. I have to go. I don't have my work phone with me. I have to go double check that to see if that's the right person. But yeah, I'm the new EC for the Oxcom and over here in Muskegon County. Again, here's Scott. Call again is Whiskey 8 Amateur on radio. Even though I do this commercially for a living.
Okay, I'll step in. Where did you say you worked? Because a lot of my clients, I'm in the automotive industry, actually. That's my real career, where I make the money to pay for all these toys. Go ahead, Scott.
I work for one of the OEMs and make the public safety BDAs.
It's possible you know me then.
Did you work on a system with me at the Farmington Hills Civic Center or Community Center that they converted the high school to?
Would that be the auto repair stuff?
No, I was thinking of the Wally I knew from Oakland County, but I probably have people confused. I don't spend a whole lot of time over there, but I've only done a couple projects on that side.
Yeah, our primary niche is automotive equipment, repair shop facilities, things of that nature. We're the company that installs that stuff, certifies it, inspects it, repairs it, sells it, lives with it, all that other fun stuff. So. Go ahead, Dave. W8BD, I'll drag it in case somebody else wants it.
Yeah, Scott, if you need anything from us on this side, we've got a lot of good tools. Our IT guy just set up a site for our Oxcom ARPSC group and a lot of training and stuff. So if you need anything from us, don't hesitate to reach out to us. How are you there, Scott?
No, I was leaving a little space in between there. I appreciate that. I've got drinking from the fire hose over here, trying to get a lot of things done. I was not expecting our former EC to retire that soon. I knew it was coming on up and been being mentored through the processes and understanding the systems over here. And, but hey, we got it. We'll get through it and enjoy it, but I got to start getting introduced to a lot of other people. Hopefully I see some of you guys at the Interop conference there in March.
Hey, Tim, you want to give him our website? He can find us on our website. That way he can get a hold of any one of us if he needs to.
Yeah, there's got a couple different Facebook pages. It's MCECS. So Muskegon County Emergency Communication Systems Facebook page. You can also find us on the Muskegon Skywarm page. You can drop me a message there. My email will be waor@mcecs. That's Matthew Charlie Echo Charlie Sierra .net. Roger?
NAWR, I copied. Scott got you down there. And we just unveiled the web page. It's not quite ready for prime time. But the URL is Macomb, ARPSC.org. You'd be able to get a hold of Dave or any one of us once you get there. Macomb, ARPSC.org. Copy?
Yeah, I'm trying, but Siri's not typing it fast enough. Okay, I think I have it now. And she still can't spell right. What? I got it close enough.
Yeah, like the boss said, like Dave said here, if you need anything from us. Although I heard rumor has it you have a command center or something like that. I think you mentioned that last time. Go ahead, Scott.
We have a mobile command vehicle that's owned by Muskegon County Emergency Management that we are able to use, and we help maintain it and the radio systems and do our monthly checks and stuff. So that's part of our role, is to make sure that our EM has all the tools she needs.
Dave, we need one of those. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I believe we've got one. When I took over, our ARPSC XCOM group was pretty much all but dead. So my deputy EC and then Wally and Tim, myself, got it going and grown it from a group of just us to almost 30, 31 active members, and we're still growing. So we're trying to get in with emergency management a little bit more and interact with the county a little bit more. So still a work in progress, but we're getting there. So over to you there, Scott.
Okay, so you guys are functioning as ARIES right now, not quite as OXCOM tied in with the EM, is that correct? Go ahead, Tim.
Yes, I guess Dave would be better at answering that. But, yeah, we don't use ARIES. We do the ARPSC designator, and we have a D2 task book for that. Although we do have a few of our people that are OXCOM certified. So, Dave, I'm going to flip it over back to you to speak to that because you were involved in that.
Okay, yeah, so we are, I guess, ARPSC ARIES, same time I had. But, yeah, we're working on getting OXCOM certified, head that direction. Get a lot of new members and a lot of new guys, and so we're heading that way. I've been in talks with Max and trying to get things set up here, so. Still working on things, but it's exciting. It's good to see a lot of growth. Tim has done a lot of good advertising for our group and for ham radio and in and of itself. And so, yes, it's been good. Good growth there. Well, are you still out there?
Yes, sir. I'm on the highway part of M59 right now. I'm 10, 12 miles out, so I'll be here for a little bit. But, yeah, we're on the grow. We've lost membership, and then we lost all sorts of things, and now there's a lot of renewed excitement there. I'll be all over this OXCOM thing if that comes to light. I'll be the first one standing there to do whatever I got to do to get that credential. So you won't have anything to worry about that as far as that goes. So... Tim, maybe. Tim, go ahead, then go to Scott. WAD.
Left a little space there, NAWRO. Yeah, Scott, to some degrees you might be ahead of us, but if there's anything you need to borrow from us, like if you like something on that webpage, our IT guy, he's really good, probably listening right now with a smile on his face. And also, we went old school with recruitment. We did the postcard thing. I'd be happy to send you a postcard template, but not sure if you're interested in that. That's all I got. Back over to you, Scott.
W-A-R for a D. Yeah, and my predecessor did a lot of legwork. He was with Civil Defense for almost 60 years, so he kind of kept up with, the changes that happened between, you know, the Aries and the Racies, and now the Oxcon is a state recognition, and we have a great relationship with our EM. It's been fantastic. So very, very supportive in working those functions and looking forward to the future and moving forward. But a lot of my predecessors set so much groundwork, and I'm just trying to help finish up some of those things that he got started and continue growing. So we're starting to, we had the same thing. We lost people during COVID, and, things have changed, and work gets busy for a lot of people right now. Everybody's overloaded with work. But we're rebuilding that on up. A couple different things we're doing is relaunching the Aries portion for the introduction as your stages to go into Oxcom, having that step to here's what you can do, here's what's going to be restricted for you to do until you get to these levels because of the state recognitions and the background checks and everything else. So we're kind of putting that plan together and going to announce that on our next week's meeting and what those plans are, putting our tasks together. I'll send it back on over to Dave.
Yeah, that sounds great. I'm excited for your group, and it's good to see for ham radio and public safety. It's so important for our, our groups to be out there and, to interact with diversity managers. You just never know what may happen, and it's better to, to be prepared and say, hey, man, I'm glad we tested on this, I'm glad we practiced on this, and we were ready for it, versus going, man, I wish we would have, and then stuff happened. So, good stuff. Well, guys, I'm going to hop off here. My munchkin is getting a little cranky, and we're getting ready for dinner. But you guys have a good night. It was good chatting with you there, Scott. And, again, if you need anything, feel free to reach out. 73CL. This is KAYNU.
Let's see if I got it. Scott, got a couple of questions for you. Do they allow you guys to use the state system yet, the NPSC system yet? And what district are you guys considered over there?
So we are Region 6, and yes, we do have some NPSCS radios. In fact, we have our own talk groups as well in our organization. And that's part of the application. And that's what's... I think that's what people are missing, is that when you get from that Aries function to the Oxcom function, your doors kind of open up a little bit more, right? Because you're part of that whole comm unit underneath the state. So your amateur radio is just one of the tools in your belt. It doesn't have to be your primary tool in your belt. So a lot of things open up. I've got to maintain Part 90 systems over here for the EM as well, and my focus is, strengthening up the Part 90, because those guys with the Part 97, we know how to do that stuff. But one thing I'll mention is that I think it's next week I'll be getting this train the trainer for my MySims for WebEOC. So we start holding, part of our program is the second month of every quarter, we do the quarterly MySims exercise as part of the Aries/Oxcom train meeting. So if you guys are needing your MySims coming up starting in, might be February, depends on how fast I can get the full certification. But at least starting in Q2, let me know, because we'll be actually holding those right there at the Muskegon EOC.
Please keep me updated. My family, birth family is from the Pawpaw area, so it would be nothing for me to come over there, visit, and hop up there and attend some of those and do what I got to do. So, please top me in and... like I said, reach out to me and I'll point you in the right direction for what you need.
All right, copy that. I was just having my lunch date with my dog here. I got to go back to work. I've got employee reviews to do tonight. I can't seem to get it done during the day because we're so busy, but appreciate it. I will drop you that note. Yeah, I've got these right. If I can't figure out what to do with these radios, I'm going to end up taking them down to Bateman. It's going to be a shame because they're brand new, L3 Harris Mobiles. I don't know if the ZUP25, I haven't researched them. They probably were Open Sky, my guess. Those on the from Livonia County are familiar with what that is. Back to you.
Yeah. Send me a picture of the tags and of the radio. I know a guy who would know exactly what those are. So, and he might even have 2 miles to my exit. I don't want to blow my exit. I'm on 75, so I'm at the end of my rope. Yeah, also tag me a picture of those radios, and I'll send you there. And Tim and I know a guy that would definitely know where they are and where they belong. Open Sky, but hopefully they'll be P25 or something that will be useful.
That'd be useful if I had a P25 UHF repeater. The only thing we had over here was all analog, some DMR on the VHF system before they went to 800, and, you know, we got some of the older 800 radios that won't do phase two, or you can't reprogram to put on the system. They won't do encryption, and we don't have any 800 channels left, so they're kind of, all they are is good for doing knife log interop channels, right? And that's all we keep those extra ones around for us, just in case you had to use an ACOL 90 or ATAC 91 or something, but they don't have that. All they have is ACOL 90 on the sites. They only have ATAC repeaters on any of the state sites, not at least over here. So they're just a paperweight, but they're good for doing interop exercises with, right?
Oh, yeah. Send me a copy over. I'll see if I can't help you out. If not, if I can't point you to the right place on the blogs, I'll point you to the right place on the man that should know. I've got to step out because I'm going to get off this exit here, and I'm in Auburn Hills, and this is quite a challenge. So, Scott, I will talk with you later. Pleasure. Glad I got to meet you. And, Tim, let you sign and clear it out, and then Scott. So you guys all be good. I'm going to try to do this without hurting somebody, because Tim definitely knows the traffic messing with me in here shortly. W8BB.
Yeah, copy that, Wally. Drive safe. Have a good evening. Scott, a pleasure. We should probably stay in touch. East and west, I like that. I'd be interested, and we'll keep an ear out for your call sign. Just real quick question. Jim is still in the area, COP, right?
Jim retired and went to South Carolina.
Well, there you go. That's hence, that's why you're where you're at. Okay, copy that. All right, sir, it's been a pleasure. I'll let you go now. This is NAWRO Macomb County. I'll be clear after your final.
All right, appreciate it. Yeah, I keep Jim on speed dial. He's still functioning as a consulting group member here, so until we can get released and he can actually enjoy his retirement, but I think he must be there. All right, we'll talk to you guys later. 73s, have a great night. W8AOR.
What a great use of the statewide system. Thanks, guys, that did this. W8BB, I am at Top Golf. Later.
K-E-A-W-U-O.
NAWRO, looks like your website is getting announced all over the place now.
Yeah, no worries. It was inevitable. It's kind of cool to, you know, hear it, though, too, because that was a lot of work. But I did want to give two updates, and this is the only real way I can right now. I got a new phone, and transferring data from one phone to the other, and it says it has 5 hours to go, so I can only be reached by radio. But I wanted to mention that the website should have the new phone number on it. That was one of the last things I did. So other than that, that's all I got. KE8WUO.
All right, it's there now. I do see it, so that's fine. A little confused because there are two numbers, but I think he wants that number there. So it is there. Thanks, John.
Gotcha, yeah. I haven't looked at it since I pushed it last, and I didn't intend for there to be two numbers, so I will fix that. But I guess at least it's up there. I had to rush home to beat UPS because they tried to deliver this phone yesterday, and no one was here for it. And someone was home all day, but they had to leave, and so I had to rush home. And sure enough, it came right as I was pulling up, so it worked out good. But yeah, so that's why I just pushed it and sent it and figured it would be fine, but something's lingering in there that I'll have to pull out.
No, negative, John. You're perfect. There's one number on the page. I was unclear on that. Apparently, we still have the old number as well, but maybe he's redeploying that. So the new number is on the page. That's what the boss wanted, and I think you're all set.
Copy that. Okay. I misunderstood. Sorry. Okay. Well, yeah, and I can definitely put the other number on the website if that's what Dave intended, but I know he said they both work, so maybe I should, just to have the redundancy. And maybe even just to have different options in case of an emergency. You know, one line might be tied up or overwhelmed. So perhaps that's not a horrible idea to have them both up there. But I'll touch base with them, and we'll go from there. But for now, I think we have a usable number up there. K-E-A-W-U-O.
Copy that. Agreed. And I will, I got delayed there with the QSO, but I will send the email out to the new guy with the URL. I did give you a copy. I think you saw that, right? I didn't want to lose the URL link, so I copied it, and I have it here local, and I'll send that out to the new guy. So I think we're all set then. I think I'll probably call it for the day. Long day. So thanks for everything, John. We'll talk later. November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, clear after you.
K-E-A-W-U-O. I did not hear anything on that last transmission, but I could tell there was one.
I'll send the new guy the notification manually with that URL. And with that, I think we're done for the day. Copy.
Copy that. Yep, sounds good. As long as you approve, like I wouldn't send him that URL unless you're approving him and he's officially a member, because otherwise he can just sign into our website and do stuff, and probably don't make him an admin, but yeah, I'm sure you knew that.
Copy that. He is just a normal, he's a normal boot. The next guy in the roster, and he's already been recommended by Dave. So good enough for me. So he's approved, and I will send it. Have a good one, John. NHWRO, clear.
Sounds good. And I should let you know, too, probably would be good to have you give it a once-over, but Dave asked for a distribution list that would include all members. And so if you go in Outlook and you type in members, you should like turn blue or, you know, let you send to that. If you type it in there and then kind of like go over to the email body and then look back up at the email that says members, it should turn blue and it might have a little drop down. Just make sure that everybody on that list is, you know, what you're seeing as far as members, you know. So other than that, that's all I got. K-E-8-W-U-O.
Understood. We'll do, John. Probably a few of them might come off of it. But, yeah, as of right now, I'll verify. Appreciate it. N-A-W-R-O, clear.
N-A-W-R-O-K-E-A-L-A-X. I'm having a hard time getting an analog, but I just wanted to let Brian know that he has a good copy.
Yeah, I copy that, Dean. I always got to switch over. Motorola has the best signal. You've heard me say that before. And obviously, kind of. But I don't know why the Yaesu isn't doing as well as it used to, so I'm going to have to check that out. That might be the little jumper I have. But you were quite in the weeds when you, so you must be someplace not normal. Copy?
I copy that. I'm in New Baltimore, just down the street from Wally, but I'm not in the general spot. But DMR, I should be getting in just fine. If you could relay to Brian that I had a solid copy on him, that would be greatly appreciated.
Yeah, he already signed and took off, so maybe we could do that another time, I suppose. But to clarify, your signal on DMR is fine. It was when I barely heard you on the 7.2 VHF, but considering where you're at, that's, I guess I understand that.
Yeah, copy that. 7.2 on VHF where I'm at is pretty rough unless I'm actually pushing some wattage or unless I have a good antenna like at the base station, the QTH. So 100% understand. But I was hoping that with a rubber ducky I was able to get through to him, but obviously not. It was a little rough. But I appreciate it. Thank you. KELAX.
Copy that. I'm practicing my non-quick king skills. I need a remedial course on that. Yeah, no problem, Dean. Appreciate it. We'll talk another time. Have a good night. NAWRO, clear.
7-3s, thanks for the QSO. 7-3s, KE8LAX, clear. KE8LAX, monitoring, statewide 1.
November 8, Whiskey Bravo Zulu. Testing, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. November 8, Whiskey Bravo Zulu.
N8WBZ, this is N8WRO, Macomb County again. I copy you, coming in good, slightly distorted, but you're fully copyable. Yeah, copy that. You're about just 6 months behind me, or maybe even less. I was doing the same thing in the summertime, trying to figure it out, working with the code plug and all that, but... yeah, a lot of the Macomb guys are on here. We're happy to help you out with whatever you need. Name here's Tim, Tango, India, Mike. Back over to you. Yeah, sir, that is the radio I started out on, too, and boy, they've come down in price. And that seems to be the same characterization everyone says, is that the CPS is terrible, but once you get it programmed, it seems to be... works good at, like you say, as an entry level. So I've had really good luck with mine, and we get the KRPSC people. There's a few people here that have them, and a lot of them like them for what they are. And then, you know, down the line, you can step up to something a little better. But again, that does work. And the fact that it has, VHF and UHF as well, you get all three. So. I am looking at that dashboard again, and I don't know how this is happening, but I do occasionally see that you're on talk group 52. Not sure if that's correct. Maybe the dashboard is not correct, but I'll send it back over to you, and let's see what happens. Brian, I hear you in there, W8BPD. We're on with N8WBZ. Probably heard he is a EM32. So I'll turn it over to you, Brian. I'm not sure if he's having trouble getting in. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, Tim, I just wanted to point out that he was on talk group 52 when he is programmed for time slot 1, which is why you see the red 52. He needs to either change the time slot if he wants to access 52, or he needs to designate or dial up the talk group 51 when he's on time slot 1.
I'm not sure if you're going to be able to copy that, Steve, but I have to agree with Brian there. You're probably going to want to try to get that talk group to be 5-1. Keep the time slot 1, but the talk group needs to be 5-1. I'm a little, it's a little odd how you actually came through and we heard you, but try that and I'll listen. We'll monitor and if we can be of any help, happy to help. NHWRO, Brian, let's give a pause. Comes in. Maybe he's been working on it.
Let's see if I can shed a little bit of light on it. With each frequency that you use, there's an option of two different time slots. And that's where the digital uses the narrow banding and narrow banding only, 12.5 megahertz. You can have two simultaneous conversations on the channel. One using time slot 1, one using time slot 2. And then you get more traffic on fewer channels. Time slot 1 is designated talk group 51 only. Time slot 2 is designated talk group 52 only, where if you do inadvertently put the wrong one in, your transmission is going to go over the time slot, not necessarily to the talk group that you want to go to.
Go ahead, Steve, if you're still there. Go direct with Brian. I'm listening. NHWRO, copy that. We'll be out here. Happy to help. Go ahead and throw my call sign out. I'll be listening. Go ahead, Brian, if you're there. NHWRO, WADPD, you still there? I may have missed it.
You know, River 8, Whiskey Bravo Zulu. I'm still out here, I think I'm back on Michigan Statewide 1 for this particular frequency, this call group. So if I'm coming through where I'm supposed to be coming through, let me know, please.
Yeah, Steve, you're back on 5-1, time slot 1. And it just came in. It's always a little delayed there. You're on the Detroit machine. So you got the settings right now. When we first started, you were on 5-2. So that's really basically the main thing there. And the other numbers look good. So, I'll be out here tomorrow. Feel free to throw my call sign, NHWRO, out if you want to contact. There'll be a lot of other guys out here, too.
Yeah, copy that. I'm going to call it quits for the evening here, but slowly but surely, I'm getting it figured out. But I appreciate all your help and your advice, and we will certainly talk soon. So, 73, November 8, Whiskey Bravo Zulu, and I'll be clear.
73, sir. N.A. Whiskey Bravo Zulu from NAWRO Macomb. I'll be clear as well, and I will be shutting it down for the day, too. Have a good one, guys.
So, what's all this tomfoolery?
I'm sorry, sir. There is no tomfoolery on DMR.
Tinfoolery. I'm sorry. I'll get it right.
All righty. How'd the putt-putt golf course go?
It went remarkably well. My 6-year-old grandkid carried the team as was expected. So, but he's happy. We're happy. Birthday girl was happy. It was a good time. I like that place. It's kind of niche, kind of expensive, but once or twice a year, it's a blast. It's like a bowling alley, but with golf instead.
Yeah, but it's worth it, especially that one. He's talented right here.
Oh, yeah. The one guy couldn't golf at all. He's an engineer for Lear. I don't know how he made it that far in his career without being able to golf. He had like 18 points after 4 rounds and finally just
Walker to go ahead and do it, and Walker in 5 shots bumped him to 180. So, all in all, it was fun. He definitely doesn't get the athletic skills from me, because I'm an athletic zero. But we had a good time, and now we're heading home. We heard everybody chatting in 5-1, so we thought we'd say hello to everyone.
Copy that. Much appreciated. Enjoyed the QSO we had with the West Coast, so to speak, earlier. That was great. Hope the traffic's not too bad when you arrive there. It should be okay right now, right?
Oh, yeah, it's nothing right now. This is now cakewalk, so we're in good shape. We're getting off 75 on 59, and I don't foresee. I'm fine. My little helper is showing me how to do it.
Yeah, that's what you need. Somebody to keep you in line like that. Hey, we got a new one today, so I think that makes 32.
Nice. You sent me some forms and stuff. Were you messing around with my account? Is that what you guys were doing? Should I redo my password or should I just ignore it?
No, that one you don't have to. You have to do it eventually because you need access to your account, but you're... all the personnel files are turned over to, or being transferred over one by one to the new database, I guess we can call it now. And then when you follow that link, which I didn't realize it sent you to, so sorry about that. I sent one. I didn't realize that the automated one was going to send one as well. But you do eventually, no rush, follow that link and set up your password, and all the data is already in there. You're good to go.
And I didn't know if you guys were beta testing with an account or if that was really a thing. So I figured I ain't messing with this. I'll just call and ask.
It's live now. We're putting people in for real. Although while we're doing it, we're also testing it. So, but John did a great job. I'm sure he's asleep in bed, not listening at all.
Yeah, it looked beautiful. So very good. Okay. I'll let you go. Pay attention to the road here. Although I do have my co-pilot, so all is good. I hurt her feelings. See that? I hurt her feelings. It's so unlike me to hurt people's feelings, but I guess I did. 73, have a good night. Chat later. W8B. Claire Fierce.
73's Wally. You all have a good safe drive home. We'll talk tomorrow, I'm sure. NHWRO, I will be clear for the day.
Good evening, WBD, and good night. NHVRO, W9BPD, and switch radios. The HD started roaming on me and wouldn't connect to anything.
I totally figured that because, you know, it's just, you know, when you drop out like that, it's like, well, I don't think it's a phone call. I think it's a radio issue.
Well, I am in my basement, and I was checking email and doing all that sort of stuff when I saw what the other guy was doing, and I jumped in there, hoping I made it. But, yeah, this is the mobile on the base antenna, so I knew I could get out this way.
Over the top. You're really clear and good, Ryan. What are you using, an XPR?
Yeah, 3550. The... truck radios in the house to get updated and add some call signs to it.
Well, very good. Okay. Well, sounds good. Glad you're happy with it. Glad it's working. All that fun stuff. I guess you've been putting in a lot of hours as of lately, I had heard. I've heard you in and out a little bit. I guess they're calling you in for a lot of hours. Those pick-em-up trucks are real popular this year.
I wish it was due to the popularity of the vehicle. It's because right now they haven't been buying punches and buttons, the durable goods, so when they have an oops on the job, then we've got to make new ones from scratch. And it takes a while, so. But, yep, my wife and I have discussed it, and I'm looking to retire the end of June.
Well, congratulations. Then you can come join us full time, and we'll double whatever the salary is that Tim makes.
That is great news, Brian. No, we're going to triple it then. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, well, they're kind of counting on me at the church to pick up a couple hours here and there when they have burials and whatnot. So looks like I'll be busier than when I actually am supposed to be working. So congratulations. Hope it all goes well. Hope your pension is nice and all that other fun stuff. So something to kind of look forward to. They've asked me a couple times if I want to retire. And I don't know. Every day I think more and more about it. Every day I get less interested and less interested. So it is definitely one of the things on my radar.
Yeah, Brian, may your final average be extremely high. And question, if you got the dashboard open still, what's that red thing way in the bottom of one of my signals? I don't understand that number if you have it open.
It's just saying that you're, that it picked you up on talk group 590385, which could have been just a glitch in the bit that it looks at. When it's red like that, all it means is that you're on an unauthorized talk group for the time slot.
Wally, I don't want to be unauthorized. All right, guys, I got to call it tonight. You're falling asleep at the desk. So Wally, get home safe. Brian, congratulations this summer. That's good, great news. NAWRO, I am definitely clearing out now. You guys have a good night.
Brian, we expect you to take us all to a cigar bar. Good night, Tim. NAWRO, have a good evening, 73rd. We won't think about something like that when I finally do. They can hold me if they say they need me, so they might not let me retire at the end of June, but that's my plan. But when I do retire, definitely, I have to do something. How many years have you been there? I have 30 years of service, and if they let me retire at the end of June, I will have 31. That's a good number. The biggest thing is you walk away with some health care benefits. Yeah, I can elect to keep a version of the Blue Cross Blue Shield that I have, and I am 60. I will be 61 10 days after I retire, but I get an in lieu of Social Security because I have my 30 years, and I'm 60, so it'll be just like I have Social Security for that first year. And then 1 year, 1 month after I retire, I will have to have signed up for Social Security. Oh, very good. Yeah, I'm still 100% in the working class, so they told me that I can't really do it till it's like 66 and so many months. 66 and 10 months, my wife says. And then I can take it without getting penalized, but as long as I'm on the payroll, which I am, there's no reason to take it because they just tax it back. Yeah, I'm going to have to sharpen up my pencils when it comes to turning 62 because technically I'm supposed to go to 67 for full Social Security, so I have to determine whether it's worth it or not to take it, and part of that is how long would it take to pay the difference if I started taking it at 62. Yada, yada, yada. Basically, if I can afford to live without it, then I'm going to do that so that I get better benefits. Oh, yeah. Those are important. They're a lot more important than people think. I'll give you some other friendly advice. As you get closer to that magical day, get a ported phone number, get a Google phone number, get whatever those VoIP MS phone numbers, get some phone number that's not your phone number. Give nobody in that realm of your life your phone number. No Social Security office, no AARP, no pension people, no nothing. Because they sell your phone number, and I get, and I swear, this is no exaggeration, at least 50 phone calls a day that they're trying to help me. And there's nothing you can do to stop them. I insult them. I call them names. I make slurs.
I'd say, you know, hey, look, have you heard about the new Trump administration? He's coming after your country. There's nothing you can say to stop it. So, flying carpets, I've tried that, and camels, all of it. Nothing works. The only thing I suggest to anybody that gets close, get a ported phone number and let everything dump to a mailbox.
Well, that's good advice. First time I heard that one. But, yeah, I got the Cisco phone. I can always put a VoIP number on the phone, and when they really get to be too much, disconnect it.
Yeah, and I no exaggeration. I've got the Verizon call filter. I got the Apple call filter. I've got all of that stuff, and there's still about 50 of them a day that get through. So, and the reason they're getting pretty creative now, too, they're actually starting to spoof, they figure out what to do, and they've actually started to spoof, like, let's say, La Fontaine, you know, to follow me. They actually have started to spoof phone numbers of businesses that they know that I would answer. So, anybody listening, get a fake phone number, whatever you want, don't port it to your phone, and that's what you give everybody. And when you're bored, you go listen to it because they won't leave messages. So anybody that's important, i.e. Social Security office or anybody else like that, they will leave a message. Anybody else that's trying to spoof you, they won't. So that's my TPSA for the day, and I say that sincerely.
No, the only one for me that leaves a phone number is I have this. We have reassessed your loan because of this, that, and the other thing, and you are now ready for $59,000 to $63,000 loan. We just need a few more details from you. They're the only ones that leave messages on my voicemail. Everybody else just calls and hangs up. Oh, well, I guess you can't get away from it all the time.
Yeah, Marion says that's the one she gets all the time, that one. So, yeah, with me, they're always trying to cram that advantage plan down your throat. And, oh, my final expenses, you know. And I get the loans once in a while. But most of it is, you know, do you care about your final expense, blah, 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 and everything else like that. So, anyways, anytime, soul sash for your number, port it. So, and go buy one of those bat phones even and put those. We can get those for, I don't know, I think the bill on them is like $15, $20 a year. Yeah, or pick somebody you don't like and give them their phone number. You don't want to get even with them. Because once you're on that list, you never get taken off. And I'm reasonably sure AARP is the one that does it, but I can't prove it.
Oh, I like her idea. Never thought, would never have thought of it. You know, there's a few people I don't like that bad. I could see me doing it.
Oh, so you heard her. Yeah, she said she's evil.
All right, Wally, I'm glad you had a relatively enjoyable evening at Topgolf. I haven't been there in over a year. And I want to get back to programming newer call sign lists so that I can get a couple of the new members to ID on this radio.
Yeah, one master one that I've got updated pretty good, but like even in this old radio here, I mean, it's not that old of a radio, but the code plug is that old. It still shows your old call sign. Very good, Brian. You have a good night. Take care. Be good. And figure out who you don't like and give that person that phone number. All right. Talk to you later.
Have an enjoyable evening. 73's WABPD. I'll be standing by.
Okay. You get all the way up.